September. We offer a four-year tuition freeze guarantee, which assures you that today's tuition rates will be frozen for students who graduate from HFCC within 4 years. Henry Ford Community College is located near the corners of Ford and Evergreen Roads. Visit hfcc.edu for more details. The choice is clear. Henry Ford Community College, your best choice, guaranteed.
Henry Ford Community College has a medical practice clinical management degree program that will prepare you for a rewarding career in the exciting field of healthcare. You can earn a certificate as a medical office assistant or a 2-year degree in medical office management. For more information, give us a call at 800-585-HFCC.
Think you have what it takes? We do. Henry Ford Community College. Visit us online at hfcc.edu.
Jump all day.
Are you in need of child care? The HFCC Child Development Center provides state-licensed quality child care for children from 2 years, 9 months to 12 years of age. The children must be toilet trained. Child care is available Monday through Friday for children of HFCC students and staff, as well as the community. The center is located on Henry Ford Community College's main campus in Dearborn. The center can provide all day, part-time, evening, and temporary child care in order to help accommodate your busy schedule. To enroll your child, please call 313-317-6527. That's 313-317-6527, or visit hfcc.edu.
As long as I'm with you, we'll have lots to do. Let's play together.
Good afternoon. This is Lynn, your host of Impact, and I am so happy to tell you that we have the YWCA of Metropolitan Detroit with us today, and you're going to learn all kinds of wonderful things. We're going to talk about some phenomenal projects that they have going, and we're going to get started with a little bit of blues from Sugar Pie DeSanto to kind of put us in the mood of some of these powerful women behind the scenes and good stuff going on, and just take a listen. We'll be right back. This is WHFR Dearborn.
Seeing is believing that the world is truly real. The insights that become you are a part of what you feel. If you follow what your mind dictates, in who you are, you find your life much brighter. You'll be your shining star. I am with you on your flight from the dark days to the light. Now touching is enjoying what your body senses know, as part of your vibration, your unique internal flow. Don't you cry, deny, or hide yourself, misunderstanding why. Look to all life sources, from the mountain to the light. is accepting both the pleasure and the pain. For living's like the season, there be sunshine, there be rain. Don't corrupt, no bend, no bind yourself, misunderstanding why. 'Cause everything is everything. You rejoice and touch the sky. I am with you on your flight from the darkness to the light. I am with you on your flight.
That's kind of what it's all about, right? So we have two guests from the YWCA of Metropolitan Detroit. Ladies, if you would introduce yourself, we'll talk about the history of the Y and how you got here and what we're going to do.
Sure. Thanks for having us, Lynn.
My name is
Amy Dowd, and mm-hmm. I am the Sexual Assault Advocate Counselor with the YWCA Interim House. That's one of the services and programs of the YWCA.
Okay.
Hi, Lynn. Thanks for having us once again. My name is Rhonda Murray. I'm the Northwest Program Director of the YWCA of Metropolitan Detroit in Radford.
Okay. Thanks so much for coming. Tell us a little bit, Amy, about the history of the YWCA. I think it's sort of like Saturday afternoons when I do my No Boys Allowed show where I feature female music. It's kind of like, well, everybody knows about the YMCA. There's even a song for them, you know,
right.
But we have YWCA, and you guys are doing great things. How long have you been around? How do you compare to the YM?
The YWCA, it is a separate entity, and people don't often recognize that, and actually we do often get calls for the YMCA and typical questions about programs and services that maybe they offer, but the acronym stands for the Young Women's Christian Association. Mm-hmm. So the roots of the YWCA are sort of rooted in Christian values, but evolved over time and are really focused on empowerment of women. And and one of our other missions is to eliminate racism as mm-hmm. well. And so we're focused on programs and services, not just for women specifically, but also for families and children. And we've been in the Metropolitan Detroit community, the Y itself, for over 100 years. The history of it dates far, far back into the community, and some of our other programs just sort of evolved over time.
Okay.
The YWCA Interim House, which is our domestic violence and sexual assault program, that established in 1979.
Okay. Now, this is obviously you're fulfilling some local needs with various programs here. How far does this stretch? Is this worldwide, nationwide, Michigan? Where does the YWCA go?
Actually, the YWCA is worldwide.
Okay.
There are branches of the YWCA in Switzerland, Germany, Africa, in the Middle East. They're actually all over. In June, they have the World YWCA Conference. And so, and then you can find them in almost every state in the United States. Michigan itself, I think we have YWCA establishments in Grand Rapids and Kalamazoo, in Flint, and the Metropolitan Detroit area.
Wow. Now, are the programs comparable worldwide, or do you try to not really connect with the other areas and make your projects, your type of programs, et cetera, specific to the area where you are?
Well, and I wonder if Rhonda can add some of this too. I've been, when I joined Interim House, one of the things I did for my program is I began to at least visit the other establishments here in the in Michigan.
Okay.
And so my focus, however, was on the domestic violence and sexual assault programming. So the the services that were offered by other YWCAs here were specific to the community and where they served, because each community I noticed as I went around were different, and mm-hmm. I needed to know how to implement specifically sexual assault programming here in Detroit. So okay. we do make those adjustments based on the needs of the community, but I think historically we do focus on youth and other services. There's usually a lot of after-school activities, yes. and Rhonda okay. is involved a lot with some of the other kinds of programming we
okay.
do.
Okay, all right. So it's tailored, but for the most part, there's, I mean, need is need, and sexual assault is certainly not limited to Detroit
That's
by
right.
any stretch.
That's right.
And so these are worldwide issues, but they're sort of tailored to the community that you're in, if that's a fair statement.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. And Rhonda, you wanted to add?
Yes, I just wanted to say that we do tailor the needs of the community, and we just had some churches go out. We have churches inside of our facility. On Sunday, they hold services.
Okay.
And what they did for us was a survey, a community needs assessment. And they went out into the community and did a little survey, and then they came back to let us know exactly what the neighborhood needed and wanted to see the YWCA do for them.
Wow, okay.
So I thought that was a good touch.
Now, do you feel that after that survey identified the needs, that you had a lot of volunteers come forward from the neighborhood to help implement these plans?
Well, actually, we do have a lot of people that stop in and have great ideas and okay. want to implement. And
okay.
You know, it's just sometimes you get bombarded with a lot of people that come in.
Always a lot more need than facilities, a lot
exactly.
more need than, let's get to the bottom line, a lot more need than the money to make things
right,
happen.
Right, and yeah. that's one of the issues as well,
of course.
Is the funding.
Yeah, yeah. And how are you funded? Are you funded by the government or donations?
Actually, the interim house is.
Mm-hmm.
Our actual facility in Radford, we run off of programming. So it's pretty tight for
okay.
us.
All
yeah.
right. And could you explain how that works in detail?
Well, we run after-school programs.
I see. Uh-huh.
And they're not housed inside of our facility. Our staff goes directly to the schools and
okay.
services the schools right inside of their facilities.
Oh, okay.
And so that brings in income.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have a tennis house, which is awesome. A lot of people don't know about our tennis house, but we have competitive pricing, and that brings in some income as well.
Okay.
But however, our building is struggling, as other facilities are, and
course.
We are looking for funding as well.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about the tennis house. That intrigues me.
Oh, the tennis house
yeah.
intrigues you? We have four full courts. It's an indoor court.
Okay.
We have a USTA... I'm sorry, we have the instructors.
Okay.
The tennis coaches.
Uh-huh.
And they're all certified. They do personal training,
mm-hmm.
and they run different classes as well.
Okay.
So we do have summer programming for the children coming up as well.
Mm-hmm. Does the tennis house run year-round?
Yes, it
okay.
does.
All right.
It does. And it's very heavy traffic when it's cold outside, because
oh, sure.
everyone wants to come in and play.
Sure,
yeah.
sure. Is that information available online?
The information is available online, and we are also on Facebook. You can just type in YWCF Metropolitan Detroit, and it'll pop up in Facebook.
Terrific. Okay. We'll be talking more about different programs and contacts for those various programs.
Okay.
So fascinating. Okay. Would you like to hear a little bit more from Sugar Pie DeSanto?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. Turns out that we have a great, we all like blues, so this is, and our in-between songs today for Impact will probably be all a little bit blues-oriented.
Camel's back, yeah, he was. That's what I'm doing, y'all. I'm out here walking to myself. I'm talking now. Give me somebody.
Finish up with the end of I Need Help, and that is from Sugar Pie DeSanto on the Refined Sugar CD. And I thought that would be kind of an interesting lead into what we're going to talk about now. And this is a big event coming up next Saturday, June 4th. And let me get this right. It's called No More Conference. And if you look at it, it's KNOW More Conference, but capitalized is NO. More, no more. Amy, tell us all about that.
Yeah, we're excited. This is one of our first annual No More Conference, and I, along with Rhonda from the Northwest Branch, have been planning this event for a few months now, and it is a conference that is focused on, it's tailored to meet the needs of teens and parents, and it's around the issues of dating violence, sexual violence, and sexual harassment. And we began our early planning back in probably February or March, and we were hoping to have the conference in the month of April, which is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. And we realized that we had a bigger vision for the conference than just a very short, brief event. And so it Rhonda's had great ideas, and it developed into this much larger conference that we're holding for a half a day from 12 to 5 on Saturday the 4th. And we have presenters from different backgrounds and fields and experience to host workshops for on teen dating violence and sexual assault, how to help a loved one. And we have workshops that are tailored specifically for the parents and adults who might be attending. And then we have workshops that are tailored specifically to the youth, both male and female teens that may be attending.
Okay. I have a million questions going through my brain as you're talking about this, because it's such a huge issue.
Yeah.
And it's not necessarily just female people involved in a relationship who are on the abuse side.
Yeah.
There are females who, too, are the abusers. Are you encouraging both males and females to attend the conference?
We do. We want as many youth who can attend to attend. We do often kind of use more gendered language to reflect the victims who more often than not are female, but it is true that there is a belief that males can't be victimized as well, and we know that that's happening, and there's different kinds of victimization that's going on with our youth right now, and with the use of technology and other things, we're seeing things happen more rapidly than we in the field can even catch up with sometimes, and so we do want both young males and females to attend, often also because if they've never even experienced, we're going to reach them on how to help a friend and a loved one and what to do about being a bystander and witnessing some of these things going on.
Mm-hmm. Is there also an attempt at some level of the education as to what is abuse? What is, sometimes people get involved in a relationship and don't understand that, in fact, they have been a victim of abuse.
Absolutely.
And at some level, you think that, okay, I deserve this, or this is normal behavior.
Absolutely.
You know, that he has to know where I am every second.
Yeah.
Okay, that's not normal.
Right.
And not being able to be your own person, so to speak, is not normal. And I saw a sort of a point, it was like a bullet pointed sheet in a high school, and it was aimed at teenagers and said, this is, they just had a whole page full of bullet points. This is not normal. This is not correct. And this is, you don't deserve this. And so part of it is the education, I presume, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we find that to be true for both the youth and adults that we work with.
Sure.
That it's not all that usual that we go into, you know, working with some of the teens and different groups that we work with and hear back from them that they've gotten this kind of information from some other source. And so we have a really unique group of folks who are going to be presenting specifically to the teens on both dating violence and sexual assault. And they are a group from Ann Arbor, a sister program that we work with called Safe House Center. Mm-hmm. And they have a teen voice group, and it's peers teaching peers about the dynamics of dating violence and sexual assault. And so we sort of, there's a wheel that's been developed, and it's tailored to meet different groups, and we have a dating violence wheel, and it talks about the different tactics that someone might use who may be abusing their partner. And so we do often sort of talk with them about how to identify red flags, because one of the things we're taught early on, at least as young women, is that, oh, well, if the boy's teasing you or hitting you, he likes you. And that idea, you grow up and become a young woman, and it's a lot scarier now because of the, it may start off as something subtle like jealousy and not wanting the partner to spend time with friends, and then it becomes more and more over time, more overt forms of control and forbidding the person to be with friends or family, and then using technology to stalk them and follow them and bully them, harass them, all sorts of things.
So it becomes obsessive.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, do you go into schools, and we're diverting a little bit from the program next week, but do you actually go into schools to do some sort of educational program like that?
Well, at various times there have been groups that have gone into the school. One of the unfortunate things in Michigan and in our type of programming is that there isn't really funding. We talked about funding.
Right.
There isn't any real funding right now for prevention work.
Mm-hmm.
And so some organizations get really creative. We're trying to build our volunteer base at Interim House and the YWCA sexual assault program to get a volunteer base who may then be able to go out into the schools. And
mm-hmm.
Safe House Center, that's how they get that work done, is by training peer educators, and then the teens go out into the schools.
Great, mm-hmm. great. And that's probably an easier sell, I guess, if I'm hearing it from a peer. and I'm, you know, 16 years old, and somebody 50 years old comes in to tell me that this is the way this is and this and this, yeah, maybe, maybe not. But if it's another 16-year-old who comes in and says, I went through this, and I've experienced this, there's going to be a lot more credibility
there. It's much more powerful,
exactly.
I think.
Exactly, Tell me about some of your presenters next Saturday. We'll get back to next Saturday now.
Okay. Rhonda, do you want to start with Andrea, our keynote speaker?
Yeah, our keynote speaker, Andrea Thompson, she does a lot of work with teen girls.
Okay.
And she's been through it, as you say. She can relate to the things that they've gone through.
Mm-hmm.
So what Andrea is doing now is she's at the Y, and she's doing workshops for the girls on different empowering topics, such as the dating violence and things like that.
Right.
So she also does other
culture and influence and things like that. So like even going back to how the images affect young girls subtly and so she's got what she's actually going to be our keynote speaker, and she has her media influence workshop that she's going to be presenting at the conference.
Are you talking about like the body image thing where everybody has to be a size zero and all that business?
Partially body image, and then the idea, I think some of it otherwise extends to culture, like culture of violence, and especially I think she has a focus on even how that is taken a step further and affects even young African-American women and the dynamics of that kind of media influence and the body image and the way that males and some of these music videos and stuff are, women are seen as objects and objectified, and then that later sort of supports the culture of how women are victimized and how everybody seems to think that it's okay.
Right. Okay. And other speakers that you have for the day?
Yeah, we have we have the Teen Voice Group, and they're from Safe House Center, and their director Amy or coordinator Amy Marzulla. We have Kathy Bunker, who is a licensed social worker. She's a counselor and advocate with First Step in Wayne, the city of Wayne. They serve the outer Wayne County area, and Kathy's been a counselor and involved with youth for a number of years. She actually is going to be presenting to the parents and adults on how to help a loved one, and we're going to be talking about what the most effective way parents can support their teens, how they can recognize the signs, even for helping professionals. We'll have some of those folks in the audience, and so we're going to have some tips for helping professionals on how they can help support a client that they may be serving that may have been victimized. We have Andrea's media and cultural influences workshop. We have
Mr. Allison.
Mr. Allison.
Yeah, he's part of Michigan Works, but he's also a retired detective.
Oh, okay.
And he'll be doing the legal aspect, your knowing your rights type of workshop.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Wow. It sounds like a very well-rounded. How do you get all that in just a couple hours?
We have a packed schedule that we went over again today.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's terrific. And if somebody is interested in attending the No More Conference, what should they do?
Well, they can contact either myself or Rhonda. They can contact Rhonda at the Northwest YWCA branch at 313-537-8500. Or they can contact me, Amy, at our Metropolitan office in Detroit, which is 313-259-9922. And we also have information on the Facebook page, the YWCA of Metropolitan Detroit, or online at nomoreconference.eventbrite.com.
Okay. All right. Sounds like a fascinating afternoon. Let's take a little break for another song, and we'll be right back after this.
You said you'd be until the day you die. Everybody knows that a tiger has nine lives. Which one are you on now, baby? You keep giving me the blues. There's what you're telling me. Then there's the truth. Never let me down. But if I've caught you once, I've caught you 100 times fooling around. I'm getting fed up with you, baby. You're giving me the blues. That's what you're telling me. Then there's the truth.
That is absolutely one of my favorite ladies, and that is E.G. Kite. And let's see, we heard Then There's the Truth. So that's what we're talking about today, is the truth. And we were talking off mic a little bit about some of the statistics. You know, we're talking about the problems, and but for me, when I see numbers, that really just drives it home to me. Yeah. Do you want to share some of those statistics we were talking about?
Yeah, we were talking both about the population of adolescents and youth who experience dating violence, and approximately 1 in 5 female high school students will have experienced some form of physical or sexual violence committed by a dating partner in their high school years. And when you sort of take that to looking at the number of adult women who've been victimized, the numbers are even more staggering, mm-hmm. in that 1 in 3 women over the course of her lifetime will have been exposed or experienced domestic violence, sexual violence, or stalking in some way, shape, or form. And so that is, I think that demonstrates the need, and that there just isn't enough programming and services to meet the need. And it's not anything that's specific or unique to the county of Wayne or the city of Detroit.
Definitely.
These are numbers that are pretty much reflective of a national average, mm-hmm. and a worldwide average. We know that it's happening in forms all over the world.
If a teenager is having a problem, either in a dating relationship or worse, in a home situation, where could that individual go for help?
What's interesting is that a lot of teens don't know is that they can reach out and speak to an advocate, like someone like myself, confidentially. We at Interim House serve the Wayne County area, and we have our 24-hour crisis line, mm-hmm. and that's oftentimes the first point of contact. And so what they also don't know, because they're a minor, there are a lot of misconceptions about what rights they have to accessing services. And for a certain amount of sessions, they can meet with a counselor and an advocate confidentially without their parents knowing if there's okay. something going on in the home, or if they're concerned that their parent might find out about their dating partner. All they would need to do is contact us at our 24-hour number, which is 313-861-5300, and they would have immediate contact with an advocate, and then they could receive follow-up services.
Okay, all right. So there is no age restriction then? They can.
There's no age restriction, and we also encourage them, if they have a trusted friend or someone at their school, to talk with them potentially about what's going on and try to get some feedback. We always hope that they'll speak with a trained counselor, but mm-hmm. We start with anybody that they trust first.
Okay, that's fair. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. And you were talking about some of the press release that came out for the No More conference. We were talking about 58% of rape victims reported rape between the ages of 12 and 24.
Yeah.
The 12 is just absolutely staggering
yeah.
to me. That just
yeah, it's and even if you look at, that's the group that's at highest risk for being victimized. But even the figures that are the statistics for folks who are under the age of 12, 15% of sexual assault victims are under the age of 12. So even when we go below that age group, we're talking about an overwhelming majority of sexual assault survivors having been victimized in their very early years of life.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
Do you follow through? Where's the line between the anonymity of helping a child like this and getting the a victimizer somehow prosecuted or what have you? Are you able to help with that other side of it?
That process, yeah. Well, when it comes to, we are mandated reporters, and so if it comes to information that leads us to believe that a child may be being abused or neglected, those are things that we do have to report to Child Protective Services, and we make sure that our clients understand that when they first begin meeting with us, that if we learn that sort of information, that while we're mandated to report it, we also make that them a part of that process.
Okay.
And work with them to help make sure that their needs are met, that they're safe, and we safety plan with them. And so and that may lead into larger investigations, either through the police departments or and even lead to prosecution.
Sure.
And as it relates to the adults, when they come to us for information about what their rights and options are, we can walk them through that process.
Okay.
It would depend on, do they want to report it or prosecute, or do they need a personal protection order, or should they safety plan at school? We can kind of look at
right.
it from all ways.
Right. Okay. All right. I understand. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it is a fine line, I'm sure,
mm-hmm.
you know, at some
yeah.
point, because the primary concern is the safety of the victim.
Yes.
So there's potentially a double whammy, if you will.
Yeah, yeah, and not always we do support a survivor no matter what it is that they decide, because we recognize that reporting may not necessarily be the safest option for them if
Absolutely.
That is what if that's one of the concerns they're bringing to us. And so we also have an emergency shelter that we can provide families and survivors with for a temporary period of time if that is a concern, and they want to, especially if they move forward with some of the options that they have.
Okay. All right, very good. Okay, anything else you wanted to talk about with regards to the No More Conference?
Well, we are we want to sort of extend the invitation for everyone to come out. It's not just for teens. It's not just for female teens. It's for young men and young women and their parents and helping professionals. We have a jam-packed day, but really, really, really good information and powerful information that they can take back to their friends and their communities and their families, and at least begin the discussion, because it's happening at such an alarming rate that we believe in the more you know, which is how we kind of sort of coined it, Know More, mm-hmm. The more empowered you are to do something about it.
And the one statistic that really struck me is 54% of parents admit they've not spoken to their child about dating violence. Yeah. So maybe this is a great place to start the discussion, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Looking for any volunteers or anything else for Saturday the 4th?
We always embrace volunteers at the Y. Especially for this conference, it's important that everything runs smoothly on that day.
Right.
So we were just discussing it today that we need volunteers to hand out food or to be greeters, work the registration desk, things like that.
Okay. And if someone is interested, what number should they call?
They can call me at 313-537-8500.
Okay. Sounds great.
Thank you.
All righty. So it sounds like a great day again, and hopefully we'll get some volunteers and some participants, and you'll have a successful day. And you said this is the first annual.
First annual.
So we're looking forward to another one next June again, early June?
Hopefully, or maybe during the month of the domestic violence month in April.
April. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. Here's another cut from E.G. Kite.
You broke my heart when you first broke the news. You up and said that we were through, but I don't care. Tried to bring you happiness, that's why I don't care. $1 million couldn't buy me from you. You done me wrong, now a penny will do.
Alrighty, another one from E.G. Kite, and that's from her Come Into the Blues CD, I Don't Care No More. So, she has her strength. She doesn't care about anything anymore, so you can't hurt her anymore. Oh, yeah. Tell us about some of the other programs going on at the Y.
Well, during the summertime, we have camp for kids. It starts at preschool level, so three-year-olds up until high school level.
Wow.
So we're doing registration now, so it's important that you get your registrations in early because spaces are limited. And we also have a senior wellness program.
Okay. Where
normally, you're used to seeing the senior citizens come in during the mornings to walk and do exercises and things like that. So we do have a wellness program put together specifically for the seniors. Mm-hmm. And we would like for them to give us a call if they're interested for more information. Once okay. again, they can call Rhonda at 313-537-8500.
Okay. What is a day at camp?
Camp starts at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Wow. Okay.
That's latchkey services.
Okay.
Regular hours are from 9 to 4, and then it ends at 6 o'clock. Latchkey is, again, at 4 to 6.
Okay.
A day in camp, you do sports camp activities. So each week you focus on different sports activities such as basketball, track, baseball, things like that, and also tennis. This year, the campers are going to get a sampler of karate lessons, so that should be exciting. So they'll not only have sports camp, they'll have karate lessons, arts and crafts, and theater, and that's all included in the camp price.
Okay. Now, when you talk about the different sports and some of the theater program and that sort of thing, are all ages doing something at
all
their own
ages,
level?
Yes, yes, they are.
Oh. How...
Everyone, and we always have talent shows towards
okay.
the end of camp,
uh-huh.
so they practice for a couple of weeks and get their routines together, and the little ones, they put on their own little play, and the older ones, they sing, dance, or whatever it is that
okay.
they specialize in.
Wow. Okay. Oh, that's absolutely great. So do you have a lot of repeat customers, if you will, so
yes,
that they grow
we do.
Up
yes,
at the
we
summer
do.
Camp?
Yes,
okay.
we do. Yes, and some of them have grown up into teens, so they come back to do our teen program, so they're junior counselors.
Okay.
So they come in and they assist with the ongoing camp
okay.
daily activities.
Wow. And it sounds like a very busy day.
It's very busy from 7 to 6 o'clock.
Yeah, so who's more tired, you guys or the three-year-olds?
I think us.
Yeah. Yes. I think you're probably right.
Yes.
Oh, but that's fantastic. How long has the summer camp program been going on?
Well, actually, the summer camp has been in existence for probably over 10 years.
Okay.
It's like an ongoing thing, and as you say, we have the repeat customers
right.
to come back because they have a good time, and they tell a friend, and they bring a friend to camp.
Oh, that's
so
great.
So, yeah, it grows
mm-hmm.
each year.
Okay.
Yes.
And as you said, they come back, they grow up through the program and become the helpers, which is...
Exactly.
It's a great way of building role models.
Exactly, and that's what
too.
We try to focus with our teens. We try to teach them job skills as well.
Mm-hmm.
They can work in an office if they like. So we try to groom them, if you will.
Okay.
So not only do they work with the summer campers, they can come inside the office and get some office skills as well.
Okay. All right. And are you looking for any volunteers to help you with the summer camp?
Once again, Lynn.
Yes.
We always embrace volunteers. All the time.
Okay. And they can call you
and
if
they can
they're
call me.
Interested in that. Okay.
Yes.
We have just a few minutes left. I can't believe how fast this always goes.
Yes, it is.
But the senior wellness program.
Yes.
In addition to their, I assume they're doing some walking and, as you mentioned, and some of the other workout type of things, if we can use that term. But when you talk about wellness, are you talking about nutrition and making sure that their medications are where they should be and that sort of thing?
Yes,
blood pressure.
We're talking about blood pressure screenings.
Mm-hmm.
We are talking about nutrition workshops. We're also speaking about mental things.
Okay.
Something to condition your mind.
Okay.
Like people think gardening is a conditioning activity. So We want a garden club, a book club, things like that.
Oh,
so,
okay.
And it's just now starting, so we are looking for seniors to come in to participate in the activities.
Okay. And when you talk about gardening, would they be able to do something to help your facilities?
Yes, exactly, for our facility, because we have plenty of land.
Okay. And you're located in Redford?
Yes, on Beach Daily and Grand River.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. And so you have a building, you have grounds.
We have a building, we have grounds, we have plenty of land.
That's fantastic.
Yes. And we have courtyards, which are nice. They're inside of the building.
I see.
So you get into them on the inside. So our courtyards need some attention.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. I fully believe in gardening. As you'll see me the day after, and I always say, oh, it was the gardening aerobics.
Yes. Yes. It's not only a workout, but people find that it's a mental conditioning as well.
Oh, yeah. Just watching things grow is fantastic.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And there was one other program that slips my mind, the teen program.
The teen program.
Did we fully explore that? Or?
Well, we didn't. The teen program also is like a separate entity from our junior counselor camp.
Mm-hmm.
And what we do, we have different activities for them to do. And we're opening up a teen snack shack this summer. So we need teens to operate that. We're doing a Red Cross blood drive, and we need teen volunteers for that. We do garage sales. So we had one last year. It was pretty successful. It was run by our teens, and they opened up the front of the building, and they sold some of the items within our facility to customers that were driving by.
Are you doing that again?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
And it was pretty successful, and the teens were able to earn money, and they all did a group in-house field trip with the proceeds from the sales.
That's wonderful. They get to work, and then they do see that when you work, good things happen.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And they did it from beginning to end with the advertising and the marketing and the work shifts as well.
Wow. Okay.
Yes.
All right. The garage sale date, do you have a date yet?
No, the date is pending.
Okay.
I'll have to put a date on the calendar for them.
Okay, and then that would be online?
That will be online.
All right, and what about donations for that, clothes, furniture, that sort of thing?
No furniture.
Okay.
Donations are always welcome.
Okay.
And the donations that we receive, if we don't sell them, we will pass them on to the interim house.
Okay, all right. We touched on interim house, but we didn't really explore that a lot. If we could just a brief overview.
Yeah, brief overview. It's interim house is the largest and only domestic violence shelter, shelter for domestic violence and sexual assault survivors in the city of Detroit. And we are primarily known for our emergency shelter services. And so we have a 67 bed facility that we families can come and find safety for a period of up to 60 to 90 days.
Okay.
And from that, and so we provide group counseling and individual counseling with the survivors and their children, other activities. And then my program, the sexual assault program of the YWCA, is sort of an extension of that, where I do work with some of our residents who have a history, or if their child has a history of sexual abuse. And then I work in more community-based program, where I'll see folks in the community and run groups with them as well.
Okay. Fantastic number of programs, fantastic programs. And it's not just for women, but you're helping the whole community in so many ways. Okay. Let's see. We talked about the camp. We talked about the teen program. We mm-hmm. talked about the senior program, interim house, basically safe housing.
Yes.
And then the big news is the conference next Saturday.
Yes.
So tell us one more time how to register for the conference.
To register for the conference, you can contact the Redford Northwest branch at 313-537-8500 or myself, Amy, at 313-259-9922, extension 210, or you can go to nomoreconference.eventbrite.com.
All righty. And is it possible to just walk in the day of the event, or must you pre-register?
We are hoping to have folks pre-register, because the event, the size of the event, we need to be able to make sure we can accommodate everyone. Okay. And right. So, yep, we are hoping, we are really hoping everyone can register by Thursday the 2nd, June 2nd, I believe, is the... Yes, the date right. We're hoping yes. for okay. early registration.
All right. And again, that's from 12 until 5
yes.
on
yes.
Saturday, June 4th.
Yes.
Okay. How many people are you expecting for that?
Well, in our planning efforts, we were hoping between minimally 50 to 100 participants in total.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Great way of helping, too. Great way of Great. Helping. Okay, and Rhonda, your projects, you're waiting for the camp season to start.
Yes, I'm waiting on camp season to start, and actually is filtering in.
Okay.
Like I said, the registration process is ongoing,
mm-hmm.
but we do have a limited amount of slots available
right.
because I do have like over 200 kids coming to the camp. So
okay.
that's very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big number.
And the best number to catch you?
Best number to catch me is at 313-537-8500.
Okay. And what's the best web page to go to, the best website where we can link into some of these other activities?
It would be www.ywcadetroit.org.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Rhonda, so much for coming
thank you,
in.
Lynn,
Amy, thank you
me.
So much
thank
for coming
you.
In. This has been great. We are going to end on a very positive note with another one of my I have a lot of favorite blues ladies, but this one's another. I love to watch her perform, too. This is Marcia Ball, and it's from her Peace, Love, and Barbecue CD on the Alligator label, and it's called I Wish You Well. And oh, I truly wish both of you all the best
thank
on
you.
These projects. Thank you again.
You'd sunshine, flowers and smiles. I wish you children that grow to make you proud. I wish you pretty things to wear, sweet things to smell. I wish you well. I wish you well. I wish you well. I wish you good friends that always treat you fair. I want to wish you ribbons to tie up in your loads of cheer, many happy years. I wish you well. I wish you well. I wish you well. I
WHFR, Dearborn.
We are Tigers Cubs Troop 1151, and you are listening to WHFR Dearborn.